CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. The 24th of August. Welcome to it. It is a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, and I've got to say it up front first. It's also Fishy Boy's birthday.
Is that today?
It is today. So before we get too excited, I would like to wish Boss Man, Fishy Boy, Jerry Shears, what else do we call him?
Jizzle,
a very happy birthday.
Better take off my shirt.
Oh, Jerry.
How old is he? I think he's in his 40s now, isn't he?
He is not.
He says you act older than him anyway. He does that to everyone else. So.
Yeah, true, he does. But yeah, it is Fishy Boy's birthday today. So it's a good day to have a good day. Plus, first day of Act Fest today. Definitely rug up. Wear gumboots.
Well, Ari checked out the site. She'll report back to us very soon.
Yeah.
She may or may not have got bogged. And it may not have happened twice.
Don't give the whole story away.
Also today in History on the Way, Who Dat, we're going to play with former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Can you spot his voice? He's embroiled right now in a scheme. You could call it Morrison Gate. You know, I've explained that suffix before, remember? Ari will tell us about that Agfest site. Also, 5 second rule next to wake us up. We didn't get to one yesterday because of spice.
Oh my God, let's not, no.
What was the comment? We got someone wrote in and said, which sick buys this stuff?
We do.
Alice DJ on CFM, good morning. Alice DJ, CFM's Adam and Ari, 11 past 6.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Ari and I challenge each other this time each weekday morning to wake up by naming 3 things in 5 seconds. It works very simply and you can play along listening. We're pretty easy to beat.
Most times if we play it, unlike yesterday. Anyway, Adam, 5 seconds, name 3 things on a farm.
You got pigs, sheeps and cows and farmers. So did you want 4 or so?
Well done, Adam.
I know you'll get this one because everyone knows this, right?
Oh, great. I definitely don't know it.
Ari, in 5 seconds, name 3 of the ghosts from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
I couldn't tell you one. Let alone 3.
Poor old Ari, she revealed to me off air that she has not heard of A Christmas Carol. You don't know what it is.
Oh, I feel like, not really.
Have you heard of a guy called Ebenezer Scrooge?
No.
See, this is what I mean.
This is what you're dealing with on a daily basis.
I think this is the worst one.
This is the worst one.
But what did you watch at Christmas time? Not A Christmas Carol.
I don't know. Like Christmas movies? Like Elf?
But you haven't heard of it?
Nah, I'm too busy watching other ones.
It must have come across your radar.
I rewatch the exact same Christmas movies every year.
Okay, but the answers were Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present.
Oh, yeah.
You have heard of it.
I have heard of that.
And there's also a fourth ghost, Jacob Marley, who's the one that takes him through everything. So,
sometimes I just don't know it. 6:13 in the morning.
I've asked you at different times of the day about Christmas Carol over the last couple of days because I couldn't believe. And I knew you must have heard of it. So you have heard of it.
I have heard of it, but I couldn't tell you what happens in it.
Yeah, but you know of it.
Yeah. Like I know of the ghost of past, future, or whatever it is.
It's from A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
And I thought so because I refuse to believe there's anyone on God's green earth that has not at least heard of it. So,
sometimes I just forget, Adam.
Well, look, I had to get to the bottom of it. I'm glad to know you have at least heard part of it.
Those ghosts.
Calms me down a bit.
Listen anywhere, anytime. iHeartRadio.
Tomorrow and Friday, we won't be here. Jerry will be here. We'll be broadcasting live 10 to 2 from Agfest, site M74. If you come see us, you go into the draw to win 2 nights accommodation for 2 people at the Stanley Sea View Inn as well. So come see us.
Plus, you can get a photo with us and you can probably see the CFM Cruisers bogged again.
Wow, tell us what happened. You went and visited the site yesterday.
Oh, man, Adam. The sweat started. As soon as we drove in, I was like, it's pretty muddy.
So this is on the actual site.
So this is on the actual site. So the road going in is fine, but then we park our cars on our actual site, so site M74, right?
So this isn't where the punters are going to park?
No, this is actually on the site.
Yep.
So they've got, you know, your bark chips or whatever they've laid down on the site to make it look pretty and stuff. But to get onto that, you've got to go through a bit of mud.
Mm-hmm.
The CFM Cruiser van, not the greatest for off-roading. As soon as I drove in, I was like, yeah, I already know I'm going to be stuck.
Really?
I could feel it. The whole van just, like, sunk.
Oh, really? See, when I grew up, my mum had a people mover because there were so many of us.
Yeah.
And after school, there were a couple of bogging incidents. That's why I got to listen to so much drive time radio while I waited for mum and the other parents to sort out the bogging situation.
Well, do you have any tips for me? Because honestly, I was so nervous. I was like, K-Dog, you're going to have to move the cruiser. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got bogged really bad one time on the grass at Splash in Devonport.
Yeah.
And literally they had to get a ute out to pull me out and I like teared the grass up. Oh, I was so embarrassed. I'm scarred for life. So I had to get Caden to move it. So any tips? I need some tips. Like, what can I do?
I didn't pay too much attention when I was a kid. I was like, let the adult sort it out. I'll listen to Ant and Bex, the bench warmers, right here on the radio. But as far as I remember, when mum was coming in to park, she'd be like, no, not parking there. I'll get bogged. I'll get bogged there. Or she'd always be like, oh, I'm going to get bogged today. I just know it. But most of the time, it was the same thing. A ute would have to pull her out.
Yeah. Well, we had actually Wes from Woolies pushing the van with all the promotions team out. Mm. And then I moved it, right? So I moved it into a really good spot. But because everyone's there setting up, it was too far on the road. So I had to, they asked me to move it in, you know, just a little bit. But a little bit was me back in mud.
Yep.
And I got bogged again.
Again, after all that effort.
I got bogged twice.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, but Caden got bogged too, and also the sound team got bogged as well.
Yeah, everyone's getting bogged.
Yeah.
One round of bogs for me and my mates. So is it going to be a little less muddy over the coming days just because the weather's not as wet?
I don't know.
I would
definitely suggest if you're going to Agfest, probably wear like gum boots or shoes that can handle mud.
Blunnies, they work all right.
I guess.
Well, we've got a double pass to Agfest. Would you like it right now? 1-300-655-922. Give us a call and tell us what shoes you're going to wear to Agfest and we'll give you a double pass right now. Dua Lipa on CFM, 27 past 6. We're giving away a double pass to Agfest right now. Hello, CFM, who do we have there?
It's Tiff from Sissy.
Oh, my God, Tiff. Hey, girl, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
I'm feeling dry. Feeling dry.
Tiff, you planning on going to Agfest?
Look, I wasn't because I'm working, but if I can score a double voucher, I can probably take the person I'm working with.
Oh, my God, that would be so beautiful. What sort of shoes, though?
Well, you see, I've got some decent boots from the workwear place up on Don Road, and we call them our full driving boots, so they would have to be my go-to.
Perfect.
Oh, my God, they sound perfect. Congratulations, Tiff from Studley. That double pass to Agfest is yours.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 19 minutes to 7. Later on in the show, we're catching up with Brad Harbeck about the Rock Challenge. It's back for another year. Where the youngsters from all the schools come to showcase their rock and roll.
Rock on!
It's a great event for them. Also a great event to go check out. Also, Bo Stubbs from Sprayton Cider Co. will join us to talk about Bright Cider Life Music Festival that's coming up. Right now, we're playing this.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, it's time to play Who Dat? Can you pick ScoMo in an audio lineup of three? Surely you can. All you need to do is call 1-300-655-922 to play. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial for a food feast. Might I add, their new cocktail bar is open and it's looking hot. FOMO. And also, you'll go on the draw to win that $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Alrighty, he's embroiled in a scandal right now, so let's play a game with his voice. Is he clip A?
I've created you. You're my creation.
Ooh, creepy. Or is he clip B?
Well, they're Labor's criticisms, and that's not what I get.
Or is he clip C?
I'm pleased to say that we're all in a better space now than we were then.
Oh, I don't know if ScoMo would say that.
A, B, or you don't think so? A, B, or C, which one is ScoMo? We'll go again. A.
I've created you. You're my creation.
Ooh, Frankenstein's monster or something. Clip B.
Well, they're Labor's criticisms, and that's not what I get.
Well, clip C.
I'm pleased to say that we're all in a better space now than we were then.
Which one is the Honourable Scott Morrison? 1300 655 922. We're doing the ScoMo Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Tiff from Studley.
Welcome
back to the program. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we've been good the last 20 minutes.
20 minutes has been pretty lit.
Oh, yeah?
It's been a lonely 20 minutes without you, though, Tiff.
Oh, sorry, I should have rang up 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should have just stayed on the line the whole time.
Oh, maybe why not?
All right, we're playing Who Dat. How confident are you that you have the answer?
I'm going to go with probably 85.
85, that's not bad.
That's pretty high. Oh, wait, all right.
It is very early for a hump day, so, you know.
It is.
Exactly.
Oh, too true, Tiff.
All right, we'll run the clips. You tell us which one you think is ScoMo. This is A.
I've created you. You're my creation.
B.
Well, they're Labor's criticisms, and that's not what I get.
C.
I'm pleased to say that we're all in a better space now than we were then.
Which one is ScoMo, Tiff?
Look, I'm pretty sure it's B.
Well, they're Labor's criticisms, and that's not what I get.
Oh!
She's done it.
She's done it!
Nice.
Well done. That 85% is now 100%.
Exactly.
You got it right, Tiff.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. I'll pop you in the draw for your chance to win that $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial. They've got that new cocktail bar and the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Calling Metalworks for a flute cleaner, wood eater assessment.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Clip A there,
right,
the guy.
I'm out for the morning now, so I'll give someone else a chance for the next one.
No worries, Tiff. Have a good day.
Bye, Tim.
You too, you guys. See ya.
Clip A, the guy who created you was Malcolm Turnbull. Clip C, Tony Abbott.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Almost September.
Oh, stop it.
24th of August today.
They were counting down those days to spring.
They were saying the same thing back in 1869 too. On this day in 1869, they were going, oh, I can't believe it's almost September. It'll be the 1900s before we know it, they were saying. And it was that day, while they were saying that, the waffle iron was patented in New York.
Ooh, waffles.
America, they come up with all this great stuff.
What a good day. Yep. So it should be Waffle Day today.
It's the birthday of the waffle. Well, the waffle iron.
Oh, yeah, but
I don't know if they can you make a waffle without an iron?
Well, how else do you make a waffle?
Good question.
That is actually a great question.
Can you make a waffle without an iron?
Stop saying it.
On this day in 1977, the very first 7-Eleven in Australia opened in Melbourne.
7-Eleven's really popular with car culture.
Are they?
It's always in the background of photos and stuff.
While they're talking about their V8s and stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, woo.
Yeah, well, 7-Eleven's all over the world, really. Just everywhere you go when you step out of Tassie. But in Tassie, nowhere to be seen.
We just all hang out at the boo-poo.
Exactly. on this day in 2012, Lance Armstrong, you know him?
Yeah.
He was stripped of all competitive results and also issued a lifetime ban from any activity or competition by the US Anti-Doping Agency. Because, of course, he cheated.
Yeah, I know.
With all them drugs. The worst thing for me is he tried to sue someone who said, hey, Lance Armstrong dopes. And he tried to sue him. It's like, they were telling the truth.
Think about who you're suing.
Yeah, someone who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
And on this day in 2018, ScoMo became Prime Minister of Australia.
I have always believed in miracles.
And he had a little dance.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Our final show in the studio this week.
I'm actually so excited. I love being out and about. I can't wait to be broadcasting live from AgFest. We'll be there 10 till 2.
We'll be there, yeah.
Well, I'll be there all day.
Yeah.
So you'll see me getting some socials done.
We'll be live on the air 10 to 2. Come see us.
I'll actually be there from like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, you'll see me.
That's nothing. We're here a lot earlier than that for the studio show.
Actually, it's a sleep-in, really,
isn't it?
It's
like a day off.
Yeah.
Coming up this hour, we're going to catch up with Brad Harbeck, one of the organisers of the Tasmanian Rock Challenge. The Northwest Coast Heats are coming up in September, I think. Pretty sure. Stay tuned, find out. But, it's a really important event for young people that like to get into music. It's great for them to be exposed to an audience, and it's great for the audience.
Don't know if you know, but Adam's a drummer. Yep. I thought I'd just jump in there before you say it.
Yep.
Is that a thing that drummers always tell everyone that they're a drummer?
Well, I don't know. You've brought it up here.
I just beat you to it. That's all.
Word Sanger on the way as well. Dog news, of course. And today we're talking about video games. Do you have a favourite video game at all, Ariel Ackland?
Nope, I actually don't.
Never played one in the past or the present or the future?
I might play one. No, I probably won't. Nah, video games are not my thing.
I really don't play any new ones. I feel like they were perfect in the 90s.
Yeah, you would play old school video games.
Like Wolf 3D? Ah, listen to that sound. That was my favourite game as a kid, Wolf 3D.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a World War II game where you kill Nazis. And Nazi zombies.
Oh, okay.
Forgot about them. There's Nazi zombies in it too.
Okay, I've never heard of that game in my life.
One of the big bosses is Hitler himself and you kill him.
Oh, okay.
It's good times.
Bit of a computer game.
Yeah, it's good. It's one of the first-person shooters, maybe the first, I think. Also, a close contender is Lemmings.
I also have no idea what is that.
It's a platform game where a bunch of lemmings walk in a line and you have to make them dig or make them build ladders and stuff so that they don't fall off the edge because they'll just walk off the edge.
Oh, okay.
It's very difficult. Like, past the first few levels, it's just like, it's just too hard. I don't know how. They made them very difficult back then too, but.
Yeah, I've just got zero idea what you're talking about still.
Yeah, never won game at a friend's or anything.
Adam, do you know what I was doing at friends' houses?
What?
We were making up dance routines and then performing them to the whole entire household.
You see, this is the problem.
What do you mean?
Never Zoom beanies or like an educational game that they made you play at school or something?
At school, we did have to. I was in like the dumb class, thank you, because I struggle with spelling and stuff. So we used to have this program where you had to type out all the words and spelling and then the character moves across the page. Can't remember what it's called though.
Yeah.
But all the hot boys were in that class too. So I wasn't really paying attention.
That's what it's all about. See what happens. 1-300-655-922. What's the best video game of all time? Or chuck a comment up on our Facebook pages. CFM. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 7:15. Don't worry, Ari has thought of a game that she's played.
I remembered one. Minesweeper. Minesweeper.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one where you just, like, you try not to
press
die?
You
press the squares?
Yep.
You still don't understand how you actually play, but that's fun. I used to press the buttons.
What about pinball? The computer pinball?
Nah.
It's in the same section on the computer. Travis has written in a great one, GoldenEye. Now, if you had a Nintendo 64, you probably played it. I went round to my friend's house and used to always be like, Jazza, can we play GoldenEye, bro? And he would wipe the floor with me because he had a Nintendo. He practiced all the time. We had a PlayStation, so.
Ah, I see, I see.
So just like Al Bundy, we played Crash Bandicoot. Pretty good one.
Mario Kart's pretty good.
It is, yeah. We've had that written in a few times. It is a fun one, Mario Kart.
I have played Mario Kart.
So you have played FD?
Yeah, but it's not. I didn't play it on the computer.
Yeah, but it's just video games. Okay. It's all the games.
Why do I think we were just talking about computer games? We obviously in my own world. Don't mind me.
There's a few here I haven't played, but I've heard a lot about. I know a lot of people love them. Call of Duty Black Ops 1, Braden says, and it's not even close. Christian said Minecraft because of its endless scope of creativity and anyone can play it. Another one that is hugely popular, but I've never actually played. And Jimmy, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. A lot of people love Zelda too.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. What about Wii? What about like Wii Fit and Wii Dance?
Well, have you played them?
I've played them.
Well, see, you've played heaps. You're a gamer. You're like a full-blown gamer.
I don't even count that.
Hanging out on Twitch and stuff, probably.
You go bowling? That's always
fun. That's a video game. That's video game bowling. You've played heaps. You've played more than me. Gamer Ariel Ackland in the house.
Winning.
At 1-300-655-922, James, you have a favourite video game?
My favourite game was Ace Attorney Wonder World, or what it's called, and Sonic's Sega System, or it's called Sonic.
Oh, yes, Sonic. Isn't that that's a movie.
Based on the popular computer game, of course, as we know.
yep, we definitely know.
So you're a bit of a Sega player, are you, James?
I used to.
I can't say I've ever played a Sega. I didn't have any friends that had one, and we didn't have one. We had a PlayStation, and I had friends with Nintendos, but Sega, I've still never touched one.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Sonic.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, James.
Listen anywhere, anytime.
Dog news time. Alrighty, Ari, researchers in Japan say they have found that dogs produce tears when reunited with their owners. Santi at home, when you come home, some tears welling up in her eyes.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, I haven't seen them, but I know that she goes, oh,
how are you?
What's ages too.
What's, yeah, well, she does cry, like loud does, cries, yeah. I suppose. So yeah, the tears, I guess. Wars. The tears are coming along with that, I suppose. What's more, the blubbing appears to be linked to levels of the bonding hormone oxytocin. You know, the hug hormone?
Yeah.
So it's linked to that, which this is also the first study that's found that oxytocin can produce tears as well in anyone, including humans. It's the first report demonstrating that positive emotion stimulates tears in a non-human as well. So tears of joy is the first demonstration of those in anything other than a human.
How cool is that?
The researchers say that dogs produced a significantly greater volume of tears when reunited with their owners than when they're just wandering the home alone. This increase was not seen, however, when 20 dogs were similarly reunited with a familiar human that was not their owner. So they don't get any tears of joy for just any human.
It's got to be their owner.
That's right. The researchers add that unlike other animals, dogs have gained high-level communication abilities with humans using eye contact. Through this process, their tears might play a role in eliciting protective behaviour or nurturing behaviour from their owners, the humans. They write, noting that it may deepen mutual relationships and bonding between humans and their canine companions.
Oh, my God, how beautiful is that?
We do not yet know if dogs show an increase of tears during a dog-dog reunion, though.
Oh.
More study needed. More study needed.
Could you imagine? Oh, because you know, like when you obviously get your dog from a litter and then, like, you might see a sibling at the dog park.
Mm.
Of what, like, surely they know.
Yeah.
Like, they would know that that's their sibling.
Well,
imagine the doggy tears.
Got to test those tears, find out. We also do not know how dogs use tears to communicate with each other. We need to clarify the social function of dog tears. So maybe they only produce tears for the human owner anyway because we recognise tears, maybe dogs don't. More study needed.
Oh.
More study needed, but it might have evolved because of their evolving alongside humans. Tears at all in a dog.
But happy tears.
Of course, tears of joy.
No, I just want
so all's well that ends well.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of our Sanger, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days.
Theo, what we got, fella?
Your words for today are show and study.
Show and study.
Show something, something, study. There's one word, that something that's in the middle. It comes after show, it comes before study. What do you think it is? 1-300-655-922. If you think you know, show something.
Show and study.
Show something, something, study. It's the same something. One word right there in the middle to make up our Sanger. What do you think it is? 1-300-655-922. Doing the Word Sanger challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Christy from Acacia Hills is on with us to play Word Sanger. We'll give you the clue again, Christy, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are show and study.
What do you reckon, Christy?
Would it be case?
The word for my Sanger is case. Showcase. Case study.
It would be.
Well done, Christy.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Sweet,
hey. Well done. All right, hang there. I'll grab your phone number.
The only streaming app you need, iHeartRadio.
Well, Ari, it happens once a year, and it's back. It's coming back. The Rock Challenge.
Oh, one of our favourite events.
So important for young people with their rock music. I've been in a few myself when I was younger.
Here we go again. Adam plays the drums.
Did I mention? We also emceed last year's. It was a lot of fun. Some great talent on the Northwest Coast and statewide. And with us, one of the organisers, Brad Harbeck. Morning, Brad.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all.
Good morning. We're so excited to be talking to you this talking to you this morning to talk all things Rock Challenge.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for supporting it. We really appreciate it. We're making a big push on the Northwest Coast to try and get people involved. So it's nice that you guys take the time to get the word out.
Yeah, well, entries are still open. They close next Monday.
They close next Monday on the 29th of August. As per usual, we know teachers are super busy, so we're happy to accept them after that. I know their lives are full of things that need doing that maybe come before this, but hopefully everyone is in by August 29th.
Yeah.
August 29th.
And to enter, you just speak to your music teacher?
Just speak to your music teacher. They should know what to do. I have a mailing list that is very, very long of all music teachers in Tasmania. So Hopefully they all get an email and get bothered by me several times a year and know all about it. Just talk to your music teacher. They can even contact me directly, really, at the Rock Challenge page. It's fine.
Amazing. Now, there obviously is an event where they can all perform. What date is that event happening and how can you get tickets?
We're September 5th at the Manai Hotel in Burnie. So we're going to Burnie this year, which is my old hometown, which is pretty exciting. Tickets are just online, so just go to the Rock Challenge Facebook page. You'll find tickets. You'll find everything there. It's being posted constantly, pretty much every second day, just to get the word out. Tickets will go fast. Last year, nearly sold out in Holton we're at, and I expect the same probably for Burnie this year as well.
Oh, so good. All right, so just head to the Facebook page, the Tasmanian Rock Challenge, Monday the 5th of September.
Already got a few acts booked in, ready to go?
Well, we're actually really happy with the response this year. Burnie's been really good, whole Northwest Coast has been really good. Hobart this year has gone off, which hasn't happened the year before that. Still a bit slack in Launceston, which is a shame because I live here, so I have to get on, visit a few teachers and tell them to get their act together.
Don't worry, we'll call Brent from that chili and we'll have a go at him.
Yeah, it's Brent's fault.
Yeah, it's all Brent's fault.
Alrighty, so head along and support the youngsters playing their rock. Also, get up and move and shout and scream and clap.
See a mosh pit.
Please. It's the idea is that it is a gig setting, so you should enjoy it for what it is. I'd be pretty stoked if people got up and danced when I was playing. It hasn't happened yet, but one day maybe.
Yeah, maybe
this year. Could be the year.
Thanks so much, Brad. The Tassie Rock Challenge, the Northwest Heat, happening on the 5th of September at the Menai Bar and Function Centre. Appreciate it, Brad.
Thanks for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. I'm excited. This morning, Darren from 7AD fame has brought in two cricket bats for me to choose from. I'm going to buy one. They're actually his son's. And then I'm going to play in his little cricket team.
I'm so devastated we didn't record you two having a good old chat about bats and about how much and about what's good with what. And to my surprise, they're used bats.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were buying a brand new bat.
Why would he have a new bat for me? He's not a bat dealer.
I don't know. I thought maybe Darren next door would be a bat dealer.
No, they're quite good Icon bats that his son uses, and they probably fetch, I don't know, $800 to $1,000 or something to get
I'm
new.
I'm excited to learn about cricket through your new venture.
Yeah, so I think I'll be playing social cricket, social T20 in Ulverston in his team.
I love that.
For Ulverston.
I'm going to come cheer along.
So look out, everyone. I might make one or two runs. Top score for the season of two. Quite possibly.
When does it start?
I think it's in January.
Oh, we got ages.
Yeah, train up a bit.
You're just getting ready with your bats?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Well, his son needs, they're going to Hawaii, his son needs some money, some spending money, so.
Oh, that's a great idea, so just buy both.
So it's also a good deed. No, I'm not buying both.
Help him out, buy both.
Don't have any money.
Dear, do it.
Coming up this hour, Bo Stubbs from the Sprite and Cider Co. will join us to talk about their event that's coming up, Bright Side of Life.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah, that's coming up. He'll tell us more. Chorus King's on the way as well. Come Fly With Me. Someone listened out yesterday for the sound of a plane during the day, and they called us, and now we'll be calling them to say they've won $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. Birthday book's coming up too. And next up, we're going to check in with Caden out in Agfest for the street team.
In the mud. Caden, stuck in the mud.
We'll see. We'll find out. Stay tuned to see if he's been bogged. EFM.
Run it up with the coast best free stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM street.
He's not connected. What's going on?
He's not connected. I've currently got my mibble. Oh!
Hello, I'm not connected on the line now.
Oh!
That is not good enough, is it? Liar.
Oh, Caden.
He's been exposed. All right, should we turn him up?
Morning.
There he is.
There we go. Hello, Caden. Are you stuck in the mud?
Hey, guys. No, I haven't been bogged like you got bogged yesterday down here, Ari.
Oh, well done.
Wait and see
proud
when we leave, though. Yes, it's a bit dry today, but hey, I'm down here obviously at Agfest. You guys are going to be down tomorrow and Friday from 10 to 2 broadcasting, but for anyone that's coming by, we've got some freebies to give away today and of course across the rest of the week. But don't forget, if you visit us at Agfest, you can go in the drawer to win the 2 nights accommodation at the Stanley Seaview Inn in a Seaview room plus daily continental breakfast delivered to your room and a bottle of fine Tasmanian sparkling wine. All you need to do is visit us on the corner of Main Street and 8th Avenue, site M74, to fill in an entry form.
Anything else, Caden?
Is that the end?
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Okay.
I had to run to the phone. I could hear it, but I couldn't see it.
Listen to the hustle and bustle.
Oh. What's
but
the
yes,
weather?
Can
you tell us a little bit about the weather right now?
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but no, it's good at the moment. There's no... The sun's not quite out yet. It's just cloudy.
Well, that's what the weather format is saying to me. Cloudy, 7 degrees.
Yeah, and look, I don't think it's going to be too muddy because the guys that are delivering all the wood chips are going absolute hammer this morning. They are everywhere and there's people with shovels trying to level everything out and make sure it's not too boggy. So you might not need your gumboots, but maybe just bring them in case.
Yep, good advice.
That is great advice. Thanks, K-Dog.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Will do. All right, birthday book next on CFM.
Not quite there yet, so sorry, guys.
And Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Better take off my shirt.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Yes, boss man Jerry Shears will be taking his shirt off today because it's his birthday today. So first of all, happy birthday, boss.
Happy birthday, boss man Fishy Boy.
We've also got more birthdays submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw for $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Marquee photo booth and lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Lachlan from Latrobe. Happy birthday, Lockie, 11 years old today. Hope you have a fantastic day. Love from Dad and Karen.
Another one for Lachlan Riley from Latrobe. Happy birthday to an awesome brother. Have an awesome day. Love from Mia and Eliza.
And a happy birthday to Prue from Sprayton. Happy birthday to my wonderful wife, Prue. Here's to a day full of chocolate, lots of love from the girls and your hunky husband.
Happy birthday to Ari House from Wynyard. Happy 10th birthday, Ari. Love Mum, Dad and Freya.
Cool name, Ari. Happy birthday to Chloe from Burnie. Happy sweet 16 to my beautiful granddaughter, Chloe Harris. The last 14 months have been so life-changing for you, but you are the strongest... You are the strongest, amazing young lady I've ever known. Love you more than you will ever know, Flossie. Have a wonderful day. Love from Nan, now and always. Strange, okay. Happy birthday.
I think this one is, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar, and it's also from Nan. Happy sweet 16th to my beautiful, amazing granddaughter, Chloe Harris. The last 14 months have been so life-changing for you. You are the strongest, most amazing young lady I've ever known. Yeah, it's the same, but it's different because it's...
But it's different because the end goes... Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
Happy birthday times two from Nan.
And a huge happy birthday to Jerry from Devonport. Pretty sure he's in Ambleside, Steph. Get that right. Happy birthday, Jerry. Love from Steph, Amber and Ruby. Oh, beautiful.
CFMTAS.com.au to get birthday entries in. Next up, someone's getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. They listened out yesterday for the sound of a plane. They called in. They're in the draw. They're getting a call next. Also, listen out throughout the day today. There'll be more plane sound effects, more chances to win. CFM, Daft Punk. I'm up on night to get lucky. That's Daft Punk on CFM. Just a heads up to Heath, Brett and the entire Coiba community.
Oh!
They are line marking Stony Rise Road between Devonport Road and Ferguson Drive in Coiba from today till next Wednesday. So there will be a reduced speed limit and lane closures at all times during the working hours of 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So that'll be commencing in about half an hour.
Good on you, Heath.
And all your mates out there in Coiba.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Yeah. Time to dish out a voucher.
If you've been calling the station yesterday when you heard a plane sound, just turn up your phone. Just Just crank it up. Turn it on loud. Just have it out ready, all right?
Yes, because we're calling the winner. Just in one sec. Just remember as well, today, sound effects of planes will be playing throughout the day. When you hear it, call 1-300-655-922 to be in the draw, and we'll call another winner. Well, Jerry Shears, boss man, birthday boy, will call another winner tomorrow morning. Today, we've got yesterday's winner. Let's call him.
Hello.
Hello, is this Scott?
Yes.
Hey, Scott, do you like aeroplanes?
Yes, I do.
Scott, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Adam.
G'day, Scott. How are you going?
Good.
I also just want one question. I just wanted to know, do people ever call you Scotty Too Hottie?
I've heard it before, yes.
He has had it.
How cool is
He's
that?
He's a bit of a hunk of spunk.
Hey, Scott, how do you feel about flying? You're not scared about flying? You're not scared of heights?
Nah, not at all. Nah.
Okay, cool. Can you guess who we are?
Yes. You're from South End, yes.
Ding! All correct answers.
We love it, Scotty. We're calling to let you know you've won the $250 Rex Airlines voucher with us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much. That's great.
Well done, Scott. Congratulations. Just won the Come Fly With Me challenge.
Great. Thank you very much.
And you can go whenever you want because the Devonport to Melbourne route has begun. All yours, Scotty. Enjoy.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Well done. And you'll get a text message from us.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, mate. Bye. Take it to the
chorus.
La, la,
la. Chorus Kings.
Sing it! We want you to sing it and become a Chorus King. All you need to do is finish the chorus for your chance to win by calling, by the way, 1-300-655-922. Do you know the next bit? I guess we'll find out. If you do, you'll be in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
All right, here's the line. We need the next line.
Adam.
What comes next?
That's a good song.
1-300-655-922. Next bit, please. 1-300-655-922.
Sing it, please.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
All right, we have Fletcher, Sully and Mum to do a big group sing this morning for Chorus Kings. We'll give you the line and you three take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Everyone ready? Let's go. Go, Fletcher, Sully, Mum.
Yeah, I'd have all the money in the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Fletcher, Sully and Mum, champions.
Yeah,
the money in the world.
To win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Awesome.
You have to split it three ways.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast in October. Ari at the Sprayed and Cider Co. They're putting on an event called Bright Cider Life.
Always look on the bright side
cider
of life.
Insert some whistling.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't whistle.
Bo Stubbs from Sprayed and Cider Co. joins us on the phone. Morning. How are you going?
Hey, good, guys. How
are
you going?
We're
so
good.
Well, thank you. We are so excited that the Bright Cider Life is coming back. Outdoor Music Festival.
Yeah, we're back for our 7th edition.
Oh, awesome. My God. We were there last year and we had so much fun. So can you tell us who's playing this year?
Yeah, so we've got Dylan Boyce, we've got Marcus Winwood, we got Hub and the Clinton Hutton Band. So we got music from 11:45 through to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, amazing. And a few of our Friday Live performances, Adam.
Alumni.
Marcus Winwood, Dylan Boyce, we had him last Friday.
Yep.
How amazing.
Yeah, talented bunch.
Yeah, they definitely are. And this is a full family event.
Yep, so full family event. So tickets are $15 for adults and kids are free under 16.
Oh, how good is that?
Now, I'm sure you'll have plenty of cider there for us as well. What about food?
Plenty of cider also, yep, of course. We got Little Orchard Food Van here at Sprite and Cider Co. as well, obviously. We got Pizzarani's Bambino food truck.
Ooh,
and
we
got Firestorm Tacos, and we got Dev's Dumplings as well.
Oh, yeah. I love Dev's Dumplings.
Yeah, I love all of them, to be honest.
Oh, so good. And with the cider. Oh, how delicious. All right, so we've got food, entertainment covered. Is there anything else happening for the kids?
We got face painting and balloon artists from 1 to 4 as well.
Oh, amazing. So it is an event for the entire family. I absolutely love it.
Yep, everyone. Yeah, bring your chairs, rugs, everything like that. So we got, and make sure you bring your jacket, obviously, if it's cold.
Yeah, definitely.
We get a good day. It's nice. I'm sitting outside here today and it's absolutely beautiful. So hopefully we get a day like this.
Yeah, should definitely by October as well. And there's a cider raffle, so you get a ticket with every cider?
Yeah, so every ticket, every cider you buy, you'll get a ticket and we'll be drawing out some 4-packs through the day.
How cool is that?
Oh, winning.
Drink some cider and win.
Yeah. All right. So that's Saturday, the 29th of October, 11:30 a.m. all the way through to 5 p.m. Bo, how does everyone get tickets?
Cool. So we can go through our Facebook page. At the top of our Facebook page, there'll be a link to get your tickets through Eventbrite.
Amazing. And that's just Sprite and Cider Co.
Sprite and Cider Co on Facebook. That's us.
Thanks so much, amazing. Bo. Now, just can we ask one favour? We don't want to put you out too much, but it's the Bright Side of Life event. Will you whistle with us?
Yep, let's do it.
All right.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Here we go.
I really wish I could whistle.
We're all...
I really wish I could whistle.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Wednesday morning, Adam and Ari for it. And this morning we're talking about what is the best video game ever. Throughout the course of the morning, Ari has realised she's played more and more video games throughout her life than she thought.
Well, I don't know, I obviously just having a moment today, I thought you meant just computer games. And I was like, oh, I don't really play computer games. But like Wii, Nintendo 64, yeah, I did dabble a little.
You dabbled.
Like SingStar, does that count?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely
I
counts.
Think, I honestly think SingStar was up there with Wii Dance.
You reckon?
Yeah, they're my two favourites.
I always did really well at REM's Losing My Religion on SingStar.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Everything else, terrible.
At all.
But yeah, another one I forgot to mention, Commander Keen. I used to love that. It's a platform game, a guy killing aliens and stuff, fighting aliens on other planets.
Yeah.
Commander Keen, he's a good boy.
I've watched a lot of Forza. Lot of Forza.
What's that?
The car game.
Oh.
Race cars?
Yeah, there's a lot
Formula
of them.
Formula One sort of like type fancy cars.
I used to play a lot of Need for Speed and Monster Truck Madness as well with monster trucks racing in the ring.
I have watched Need for Speed. I think Forza is a little bit fancier.
Anyways, yeah.
Like there's newer editions and all sorts. Every year a new one comes out.
Oh, yeah. Had heaps written in, Pac-Man, people saying Frogger, some of the old school arcade games. So Frogger, you need to cross the road as a frog and not get squished by the cars. It's an old arcade game like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man, era.
Okay, it is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yep.
I'm not sure what a lot of these are, though.
Emma Space wrote in Invaders? Lemmings. I did mention Lemmings too. Emma's concurred. Space Invaders is another one, arcade 80s.
Okay.
Donkey Kong style, those arcades.
So it's really showing the age of our Facebook group.
No. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, you did yesterday.
I've told you.
You did yesterday.
On the way, Jesse J, Coldplay as well. This is 21 Pilots. Stressed out.
Oh, feels.
Bit stressed.
Bit.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Voting still open for CFM's Apple for the Teacher?
It sure is. You can vote once per day at cfmtaz.com.au. And just by clicking and voting, you yourself go in the draw to win a $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card. That would be super handy for your groceries.
So definitely worth voting each day as well. Head on line to cfmtaz.com.au. Also, the winning teacher gets a $1,000 Harvey Norman voucher and every student in the class gets $50 Harvey Norman gift vouchers.
So make sure you get those votes in and make sure your vote counts at CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania and La Trobe Early Learning.
Up next, we've got Ed Sheeran. This is CFM.
The only streaming app you need.
That's the end of our breakfast show for the rest of the week.
Yeah, how sad.
You sad?
No, just kidding. We're going to Agfest tomorrow and Friday.
Hey.
We're broadcasting live from 10 a.m. all the way through until 2 p.m. Come and see us for your chance to win two nights accommodation for two people at Stanley Seaview Inn. All you need to do is just visit us on site at AgFest, site M74. Pretty much you just go down the main road and then you just keep going until you find us.
Yeah, corner of Main and 8th Avenue we're on, and we're joined by the Hi-Viz Army this year, building the workforce to build Tasmania, supported by Civil Contractors Federation Tasmania and the Tassie government. Come and say hello.
Yeah, come check us out. Plus, also, Croc Boy will be there.
Yep, you got to explain.
Croc Boy, we like to call him sometimes on the show nice and early. So if you're a 6 a.m. listener, you'd know a guy named Brent who wears Crocs. He'll be sitting on the table next to us.
Yeah, we like to pester him, call his radio show.
Yeah,
sometimes
just bug him.
Sometimes he's in Darwin, sometimes he's in Lonnie.
Who knows? Who knows where it's going to be next week?
All right, up next, Jerry Shears has your workday hits.
Better take off my shirt.
It's also his birthday.
Oh, so make sure you wish him a happy birthday.
And get to know his voice a little bit, because he's sitting in for breakfast for the rest of the week too. So just get to know that sweet voice.
Better take off my shirt.
Also, side note, just like call him tomorrow and wish him a happy birthday, like a belated birthday.
Yep.
Because he doesn't really like that.
Doesn't like the attention.
No, but it would be funny.
So call him. You know the phone number, 1-300-655-922. It's also the number to call if you hear the sound of the plane as well. Those sounds will be played throughout the day. Jerry next. Bye.
Bye.
See you at AgFest.
See ya.